Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give 'em hell, Miss Noel.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com and the Banta Blender podcast. And joining me on this wonderful, wonderful day, or is it perhaps evening, is the lovely and talented Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, my little Benjamin.
How are you on this fine moment of time?
I'm doing great. Christ is risen, and Nene took care of Cam at a reunion.
Yeah, happy Easter.
Can you pray for anything more in life?
Maybe, but for this podcast concern, no. It really has been, it's really been a stunning Easter here in Crappens land. Even for people like me who are Jewish, it's been a pretty amazing Easter. We've had a few Easter miracles happen. The first of which is that I woke up this morning. Well, I guess we both woke up this morning, didn't we? That's a miracle unto itself. End of story. No. The first miracle was that one of our listeners, and we do have to mention her by name, and I'm going to because that what she did for us is so above and beyond. It was the most amazing thing that I think has happened in this podcast in quite some time. This is from listener Jessica, and she sent us this video, and I'm just going to play it. Should I just play it, Ronnie?
Yeah, just play it.
Okay.
I love it. Ben and Ronnie, you have your own podcast, Watch What Crappens. You're right. A lot of crap happens in life, especially at Housewives of New York City, which will be airing April 4th. So good luck on covering our season. It's like the best yet, I think. But what can I say? I'm prejudiced. It's season 10. And I'm so glad that you like me so much. And if you haven't figured it out, it's Ramona from Housewives of New York City. So get ready for season 10. It's a doozy.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Ronnie, Ben, you have your own podcast? Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
Good luck in covering us, okay?
I love that she thinks a podcast called Watch What Crappens wouldn't know who she is or what Real Housewives is. She's like, Real Housewives of New York City, here's what it is. It's a story of women, women with talent and inspiration who got hit in the head with tiny bits of zucchini by the abusive father when they were children in the Berkshires, which had no air conditioning, which I still can't handle.
Okay? Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I'm prejudiced towards Real Housewives of New York City.
And we just got out the part that says, I'm prejudiced. And just
have that. Hashtag Ramona Lives Matter. Okay?
I will never watch The Color Purple. I'm prejudiced, okay?
We could just put it in any line ever.
Yeah, just she took the time out of her busy Ramona schedule to say hello to us, and the way we repay her is just make her seem like she's cut from a scene of Get Out. Get out, okay? I'm prejudiced.
Ding, 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 okay? I'm prejudiced.
Look at me. I'm drinking tea. Here's how I like to drink tea. I like a small cup of tea right here, and then a tall cup of tea with a lemon in it, and a third medium-sized cup of tea with a spoon in it. And with the spoon, I'll be like, swoosh, swoosh, swoosh. Tell me about your cigarette smoking. Swoosh, swoosh, hypnosis. Okay?
Did you say who gave us the gift?
Jessica did. I don't know if Jessica wants her full identity, but
Jessica gave it to us. Thank you, Jessica, you little rascal.
Yeah, Jessica, that's really awesome. And Jessica arranged for it with this service Cameo. And so clearly I love also, by the way, that Ramona is doing these on the fly because she doesn't even realize, like, the camera starts rolling and clearly she just realizes Ben and Ronnie from the Watch What Crappens podcast because she's laughing, right?
I love it. Ben and Ronnie, you have your...
She, like, is reacting and sending the message at the same time, which I love.
I know. They're just like, all right, Ramona, sit on your goddamn couch. We're doing this. You know, if she was in charge, it would be one of the Snapchat videos she posts with her coloring all over the screen because she's trying to figure out how to move the screen over. I love her.
How do I reverse this? How do I reverse this? She's just tapping it.
I made a dot on your face. I'm so sorry. You know what's true? A lot of crap happens in life. You should find a way to rhyme that and make a podcast out of that.
Yeah, you can call it What Crappens Watch It, okay?
A lot of crap happens in life. A podcast by whatever their names are. I forgot because they rolled by on my cell phone. I no longer see them. Boy! Please so, watch Ramona Singer and buy my jewelry. It's like, Jesus, Ramona, you're being paid for this. Stop making it a commercial. Real Housewives of New York is back. Also, Survivor back soon. I can't wait. They eat bugs.
And now, coming to CBS, Young Sheldon follows the life of a young Sheldon when he was a little boy and he was innocent to this world. I'm like, okay, it's not even your network. Young Sheldon.
I knew a boy named Sheldon, and he wasn't very smart.
End of story, okay? Guess what? I hate to break it to you, but there's no smart Sheldons in this world, okay? I'm sorry. Neither young Sheldon or older Sheldon are very smart men, okay? That's why you never want to rely on a Sheldon to do something for yourself, okay?
Trust me, I've relied on a Sheldon before. Never again, okay? Doesn't that sound like somebody she'd date? It's like, oh, hi, Sheldon.
Sheldon, I loved your books. No, that's Sydney Sheldon. Oh, I thought you were Sydney Sheldon, but you're just regular Sheldon. I don't know.
I don't know any other Sheldons. I'm out. I'm already out of this. I'm tapping out.
I'm distracted because I'm getting texts about Jesus Christ Superstar, which is airing as we speak. This is our dedication to the podcast, which is Sunday night on Easter. Tomorrow we're both traveling to DC for our live shows, which we're very excited about, which means we have to record our Atlanta episode tonight. So we are skipping, okay, Jesus Christ Superstar, okay, not starring Sheldon.
Okay, there. You got it. That's your bit of Jesus.
Jesus. Ramona Singer, superstar. Speaking
Look,
of...
Jesus Christ, I'm Cameo right now. Can you imagine? Jesus is like, this is the first time I've ever made a living in my life.
They should rename it Jesus Christ and Friends. It'll take place at 52 Below.
Jesus Christ. Friends.
And Friends.
Hey. I dated a Thomas one time. What did I want to tell you about that? Well, thankfully, the flight to D.C., is 5.5 hours long. I mean, what the hell, Washington, D.C.? Could you be any further? Who does that? Who lives like that?
What sort of capital is not centralized? although those of us who have watched Hamilton, I'm talking to you, Kyle Richards, know that D.C. being down there was sort of a concession between Hammies and T-Jeffs. So...
Oh, well, you know. I love when Mr. Jefferson makes a concession. He's very stingy. I've seen this entire series. The Jeffersons.
Oh my!
I sure love their sassy house cleaner.
Well, speaking of musicality, we have another piece of very huge news, which is that Ronnie and I, as well as some of our friends, will be taking in a performance of Countess and Friends live in Los Angeles on May 5th, and we are so excited.
At Catalina.
Yeah,
I wonder if she really thinks she's going to Catalina Island.
Would you believe it, girls? We made it here to this island. I never thought there'd be such a huge city here on this island. It's like the way you're in Hollywood.
So many Hollywood stars on Catalina Island. It's my dream one day to have my star down here on the island where you can pick up seashells and hookers. And is that man about to shoot me?
Oh, look, girls. They even have an In-N-Out burger here on Catalina Island.
I'm going to kill you all.
Meanwhile, people who don't live in LA are like, what is Catalina? What are you talking about? Anyway, Luann and Friends is going to be at the Catalina Jazz Club in Hollywood, and we went immediately and bought tickets. So I am so excited for that, and we are going to have a full Watch What Crappens report as soon as we get, well, not as soon as we get back, but the first episode afterwards. So that is going to be a full thrill, a delight, a life dream come true for sure.
Now, if I was a psychic for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I'd say, please put away your phones and
play me, baby, that jazz hot, maybe, and don't ever go.
She's going to sing that, right? I mean, I'm in the Catalina Jazz Club. What do you expect?
Yeah, I think she might do a nod to Hollywood. She might do, hooray for Hollywood. Am I right, girls? Sunset Boulevard. Hollywood Boulevard. Kawanga. Am I right, girls? She'll just be reading off of her. Wheeze. Kawanga, make a ride on Melrose. Am I right, girls? Ladies, right?
Santa Claus, Monica. Wow, how many Santas are there? Am I right, girls?
Do we? That took a moment. Santa Monica. Who do we think her friends are going to be at in L.A.? Who are Luann's L.A. friends?
Pat Sajak. I hope. Fingers crossed. Mary Hart. Because you know Luann likes some early night TV.
Yeah.
You know, she watches Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, probably the end of one of those judge shows because, you know, it's traumatizing. So she's just like pretending that she's not there to watch it. She's just like, oh, well, I'm just waiting for Jeopardy. So
she's like, ladies,
Judy, it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the spirit of reunions, I'd like to welcome the cast of Out of This World. Would you like to swing on a star? Come on out, girls.
I can show you a world.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Disney himself.
Just bring out an ashtray. I went to see the Frozen Disney, and I accidentally sat on him and unfroze him. Well, his children are pretty upset with me, but here he is.
Thawed.
Did you guys know that you can make a man wet, too? Get it, girls? Come on, girls. That's why I have a show at the Catalina Jazz Club.
Now, please welcome Anne Julian.
Oh, my God. Anne Julian will pretend she's waiting tables. She'll be like, huh? You remember now? Huh? You remember?
And now, Schneider from the original One Day at a Time. Not that ridiculous Netflix reboot that everyone loves.
I thought Netflix was for a flicks. I'm getting very confused. How many movies are they going to make of the same show?
And now I'd like to welcome the Demigorgon. Come on in. Demigorgon. Hey, I'll tell you about the Upside Down. It's called the West Palm Beach Jail. Hey, hit it, boys. Demigorgon.
I thought Demi Moore was going to be here, but it turns out to be a bigger star, Demigorgon.
I'm going to make pottery with the Demigorgon now. Guess what? It's me, Dead Luann, talking to you, Demigorgon, at the pottery wheel.
I see the guy from Tu Wong Fu, Love Everything, whatever her face is.
Oh, my love, blah, 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 pottery.
Ghost, am I right, girls?
Great movie. Stay away from the broken glass. You know what I'm saying? Ditto.
I'd like to thank all the ghosts who showed up tonight.
Wow, I can't believe it. Jack Kennedy, hi.
Well, hello, Mr. Furley. Welcome.
Mr. and Mrs. Bunker, have you met Mr. Furley? You guys were on the same show. Now you guys finally get to meet.
So funny how neither one of you would ever really wait to listen at the door until you knew the whole story. I mean, think of how much time you would have saved. Am I right, girls?
Am I right, girls? I'm looking at you, FDR. Wheel on over here.
Marilyn Monroe tried to get in, but she was underdressed, so...
Hey, hey, look, it's Bonnie Franklin. I was just mentioning your show. I love One Day at a Time, or as you might call it, Eternity at a Time. Huh.
Or as you might call it, they ruined my life and didn't even bother to give me residuals.
Oh, Sherman Helmsley, I was just discussing you. Welcome to the show.
Okay.
All right, enough of that. So we're going to that. And by the way, we
you
shall...
Like that I'm just like, okay.
Enough. You give the hook to the ghosts. The hook just goes through them. What?
Pat Sajak is all sad.
Pat Sajak is like, I thought I was the friend. I'd like to buy a friend. Hit it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wheel of Fortune. Pottery Wheel of Fortune. Ghost, it all comes together on Santa Monica Boulevard. Thank you very much, everyone. Good night.
I'd like to buy a... You're not good enough. Pass HI. Get out.
Before and after, am I right? So, Pat Sajak is morally bankrupt. Everyone, Faye Resnick. Get it? Because it's a spot on the wheel, Pat. You have to think of my show. Anyway, we're... You're like, you tried to end it before, now I'm like, I'm going to end it.
I know, but then I started it again. Like, you can't... I can't be like, let's end this now. And then I'm like, oh, guess what's back? A Pat Sajak show. Come on, Pat.
Pat, tell us about your late night show. When's that airing again? He's like, it was canceled 20 years ago. Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, who wasn't? Well, picking yourself back up and getting back on the horsey face. Am I right, Pat?
Pat, I know Pat back from the days of hosting game shows on Italian TV. Back then, I know him as Patio Sajacchio.
I first interviewed him in a parking lot in front of a big box. Remember that, Pat?
I discovered Pat Sajak. He was a gondolier in Venice. I was there on holiday for my Italian game show. I was like, you should be on television.
I put it so poetically. I said, I'm getting leered at by a man who drives a gondolier. Remember, Pat? You said, you've got something, kid. And I said, you're right. And here I am. Catalina Jazz Club.
And I'll be forever thankful for him for scooping me out of the canals. There was an incident.
Come on, baby.
Canals. Money can't buy you a Venice canal. That was the first draft of the song. And they said, no, that should be about class. I thought, same thing.
I mean, it was much easier to rhyme. I've got to hand it to my songwriters.
They really know a thing or two about rhyming.
Oh, my God. All right, wrap it up. Let's get on with the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah,
shall
Real Housewives of Atlanta. Although, with all this talk about cabaret and stuff, it's a good time to mention that we do have a show in Irvine coming up later this month. So go to watchcrappins.com to buy tickets for that. It'll be fun. It'll be really fun.
We're talking it's going to be a classic recap of Real Housewives of Orange County, the episode entitled Naked Wasted.
Yeah, go look it up. It's super good. But for right now, we have the Real Housewives of Atlanta season finale to discuss.
Bye. Bye now. Bye. Bye show.
Bye. Bye. Kind of a meh episode, if you ask me. Sorry to be a hater, but it was kind of meh to me.
Well, I always love the Real Housewives of Atlanta, even when it's stupid. Yeah. But man, these shows go so long, but at the end of a season, I'm like, bye now. Bye. Yeah. Here, don't forget your gift bag. It's like a bag of Bueller's shit that I haven't taken outside yet. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Thank
you for coming. It was weird because this season didn't feel like it was building up to anything. I mean, not that they all have to build up to a climactic moment, but it just felt like they were going through the paces at the end. I mean, I've been a little down on this season, saying how it's uneven and a little strange. It's still funny, but I was sort of like, I didn't really understand the driving force. I mean, the big finale party was hosted by Eva, and she's not even a cast member. What is going on? What is happening?
Well, there may not have been a driving force, but there was some driving, and his name is Croy. Okay. Before I showed up, he actually got out of the car this episode to suck on his teeth and, like, you know, make those faces.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I'm trying to think of how you say it. Like, I'm rubbing the inside of my cheek with my tongue and now the inside of my lips because I'm so mad for my wife.
I'm not entirely sure Croy even knows where he is half the time. I'm just going to say it. He just sort of is staring dumbfounded. Like, I thought I was at JCPenney, you know?
He hasn't been the same since they smoothed out his penis bump like one of the Ken dolls.
So the episode begins at Dish Nation where we hear Portia Bank, good morning. That was more of like a Gretchen Rossi, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, that's my voice. That's my paint by numbers voice that I just changed slightly for this show. But I just like when they said, don't worry, I'm not going to go through the entire previously this season, or as Nene would say it, this season on the Real Housewives of Atlanta, like giving a dirty look. You know she's giving a dirty look to the guy who's holding the microphone. Mm-hmm. But she's like, it's like this season on Real Housewives of Atlanta. And Nene goes, has someone been nibbling on those titties?
Yeah.
Great season.
Yeah, I should mention I'm at home in New York because I came back for Passover and I started pressing play. My mom was like in the room and I was like, okay, I'm just like waiting for the comment from my mom. But she just walked out. She's like... I don't know what this is, but I'm just going to walk out and, you know, sort matzah. I don't
know. Yeah, silent support. My mom, I hope my mom never learns that. It's much more preferable to hear her behind me going, fuck her, what a whore. Yes. She turns into the baby from Who Framed Roger Rabbit when she's watching the show.
Eddie.
Or any of these shows behind me.
I think his name was Eddie. I could be. Oh, Eddie may have been the cat.
No. Eddie was the detective guy played by Bob Hoskins, who's now dead, and at Kansas Luann's show, probably.
Oh my God, he was still investigating things.
Yeah, Bob Hoskins is going to be like, wow, that Dame could really blow.
There's a will on the back of the photo. I mean, just look.
Will, we're dating. It's serious, child.
She's like, a shave and a haircut. Waiting for Roger Rabbit to bust through the wall. I said, a shave and a haircut.
Please, Eddie.
Papa, please.
Also, this season, Sheree waited for her life coach in the waiting room of the Citibank. Okay, I'm done with the opening.
Yeah, that guy. He sort of disappeared.
Yeah.
So
Portia, good morning. So Vivica Fox comes in to do the Dish Nation show.
Hey, Fox.
What did I say?
You just said Vivica Fox as if she had no middle initial.
Okay. Well, if we're going to do it this phonetically, then, or letterly, what am I trying to say? If we're going to follow the actual letters of her name is Vivica A. Fox.
Vivica A. Fox. Yes.
Vivica, a fox. Yeah. So she comes in and she doesn't really look at Portia, which I love. I love that about Vivica.
Yes.
I love that about Vivica. And I just wrote, uh-oh. I hope she learned to lock her iPhone.
Yes.
And you will take that and write some jokes about going through the old lady time. What's that called? Menopause.
Yes. Yeah. Nice. That's what happened on The Celebrity Apprentice a few years ago. Back before it was politicized by the host of it becoming the president. So anyway, they're talking about the stage production of Two Can Play That Game, which is going to be debuting soon. And I also want to mention that at this point, while Vivica A. Fox and Portia were going back and forth just chatting about it, and Portia saying things like, I have one question for you. What was it like working with me? Ha 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 ha. My dad and My dad walks in and he goes, I'm gonna go watch TV upstairs. I'm like, okay, great. And he just walked out. It was so cute. It was like this really unnecessary announcement.
Yeah. I think that was his way of being like, I hope you enjoy my television. If you ever get sick, you're not staying here. Because I'm only putting up with this shit one time. I only have so many of Taya Leone's show on the DVR. Okay, little fucker.
I don't think that show came back. I think right now my parents are merely stuck with The Good Fight.
I'm there as well. But yes. With the DVR, nothing ever leaves you. So, yeah, of course, she's having her Meryl Streep moment with Vivica. And Vivica's just trying to ignore her, you know. Yeah. And she's like, well, actually, it was wonderful playing with Portia. I mean, she slayed it. She really took it seriously. I mean, her outfits are fabulous. And you know, Vivica, I like that she has like a sliding scale of what's great in the theater.
Well, listen, last time we saw her, she was hosting Jerseylicious Reunion. So I think her standards have shifted.
Truth. She's like, well, I'm proud of her. She put on clothes. So that was the first step of the day, you know?
Yeah.
She'll learn her line soon.
And did you notice that, like, that when Vivica said that Portia has been slaying the role of Connie, they cut to Debrat and she just rolls her eyes. Like, okay, come on.
Yeah, Debrat's not having it. Now, her name is Debrat.
Yeah.
So that might just be part of her.
Well, she is District Attorney Brat. We all know that, right?
Who's District Attorney Brat?
Debrat.
D.A. Brat. Oh, my God. I'm sorry it takes me a while. Okay, well, I'm a Vivica attorney.
Oh, I also
Fox.
Just...
B.A.
This has nothing to do with
Veterans
anything.
Assistant Hospital.
Because I said Debrat, that made me think of Benjamin Brat because he was on Law & Order also, which has to do with D.A.'s. And Benjamin Brat was a voice in Coco. And I watched Coco on the flight to New York. Ronnie, I was like crying on an airplane. It was not cool. Anyway, continue.
Don't do that. Oh my God.
Don't watch Coco on an airplane.
It's not good.
Have you seen it?
I will cry at the... No. I have not seen it yet.
Don't watch it on an airplane. It is mortifying. I was in such an emotional distress that at one point this girl had to like get up around me to go to the bathroom or something like that. I had to get out of my seat, okay? I had to get out of my seat, and I was like trying to cover the fact that I was crying as I was getting out of my seat. And as I like went, I put my hand in like my pocket, my right pocket, and that forced my elbow back, you know, as it does when you put your hand in your pocket, and I full on elbowed the back of the head of a passenger while doing so. I was a total disaster.
You sound like me.
No, I was, and I had my noise canceling headphones on, so I go, "I'm so sorry," but you know, I was probably shouting like, "I'm so sorry," while I'm crying and elbowing him in the back of the head because of damn Coco.
Okay, I will not be watching that movie on the plane. I already know what happens at the end of Jesus Christ Superstar. That's what I'll watch. I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
What happens? No.
You guys didn't get that part.
No. Anyway, Coco, like just great
waiting,
movie.
Waiting and waiting. Okay, so let's see here.
Pumpkin Patch.
Wait.
They're traveling together, and I... Oh,
by the way, Coco makes sense, because we're talking about Halloween time, okay? And that all takes place on Day of the Dead. So guess what? I did not make as much of a tangent as you all are accusing me of. Ghosts of Luann's... Like Luann's thing, Ghosts. I know you're staring at me.
I would have gone with you on there. I just haven't seen it, and then I didn't want to get you talking about it, because I don't want to know when I'm going to cry. Like, I need that.
No.
I need to be shocked by my tears in a film.
No, I wouldn't. I would never tell you that, but you'll probably start crying after about 10 minutes.
I probably will.
I think the rest of the time.
I'm a huge fan. I'm an evil human being, but then I cry at the drop of a hat. It's not good. So Vivica is like, "Oh, wow, she got dressed today. I'm so proud of her." And then Portia's like,
"Well, I got to say something about you. We're traveling around together." Yes, Portia, okay.
Kenya's married and you're traveling. We've heard it every fucking day. Not that I really want to talk. But she's like,
"We're traveling around together, and I have to tell you, you take it very serious, and I like that about you."
Thank you, person from the actor studio. Thank you so much. Thank you for that. So you get dressed in the morning, and Vivica takes things seriously.
Yes, especially the traveling part.
I really liked how... she would go out of the airport.
"I never thought about changing my seats on mine until I saw Vivica. I'll do it."
"She was watching Coco on the plane, and I started to look over. She's like, 'Don't watch. Don't look.' I was like, 'She takes it seriously.'"
Vivica's like, "Wow, this Coco's pretty good. He dresses so well." So let's see. Candy and Ava at a pumpkin patch. Yes, their kids are meeting and they're thrilled about it. Ace is just like ignoring Eva's kid. And Eva's kid kind of is just a little diva Eva, which I like. Because later Candy says that. She's like, well, see, no. Eva.
See, no. Jack Lantern. Eva. I need to buy one of these Eva pumpkins.
She says that Eva is called Eva the Diva around town. Which is a much nicer nickname than most of these women get on this show around town.
It may have been from ANTM. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch it. So there you go. I'm looking at America's Next Top Model. Fuck you. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So her daughter's like, "Man, I hate this," which I loved about her. I was the same way at the pumpkin patch. I'm like, wow. Big misshapen root vegetables. Thanks so much. I had nothing better to do with my life, mother.
Wow. Thanks. What an attitude. What an attitude about one of the most joyful, I don't know if they're not really tubers, but gourds. One of the most joyful gourds. There are a lot of gourds out there.
Gourdy gourds.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are nice gourds. And you just don't appreciate a good gourd.
I sure don't.
No, obviously.
I quit.
You quit. I'm done. This podcast is over. It's
you believe
over.
It, girls? You brought up gourds. So they're pumpkin carving, and
I have a gourd date.
Then,
on a date with a gourd, I get lost in your gourd.
I get lost in your eyes, because I realize you're a jack-o'-lantern and there's a candle inside.
I like that Luann's just writing road words for everything now.
It's more of a free association. It's like Alanis Morissette's second album.
So Eva's like, "She's a little grumpy. Here, give her a knife," which didn't sound like a good idea, but I'm going to love watching this kid grow up.
Yeah. I think it's a... I was a little surprised. It was like a big ass handle. But then I saw it was like one of those little saws you get from like a Snoopy.
Oh, don't
set.
Think you can't threaten a family member with one of those.
You probably could. That would be a very evil. That's something I would imagine being in one of the, like a really gross horror movie. Like someone gets disfigured by one of those tiny little pumpkin carving saws.
Ooh, have they done a human jack-o'-lantern yet? Like where
probably.
Someone gets
I don't watch horror. I watch Coco. Okay.
I just scared myself. I'm going to be crying by the end of this show.
I'm frightened. We were talking about lots of ghosts and goblins and first at Luann's Cabaret for the ghosts. Coco. Now this pumpkin situation.
Well, you know, this was a good night and then Bob Hoskins showed up. And
oh, like, this is not the type of investigation unless you're investigating good music. I'm sorry. I'm just drawn that way. Hit it, Jessica.
Why don't you do right? Like some other toms do.
Sorry, everyone. I have an engagement at Toontown. Goodbye.
Oh, they made my apartment in Toontown look bigger than it naturally is because it's cartoonish. I suppose I'm going to be accused of owning a penthouse, owning a penthouse now.
It's not really a penthouse. I mean, unless you go to Toontown. I mean, they have different building codes there. You can just throw a hole at the wall and just walk right through it over there in Toontown. Stay away from
okay.
the dip.
So, Pumpkin Patch. So, Candy and Eva. Candy and Eva are at this Pumpkin Patch basically talking about Eva's birthday party, which is going to be a birthday and Halloween party. Girl, you add another couple of words to that title and Nini's going to take you down, okay? Yeah. She's the only one who's allowed to have an entire Chiron that fills a screen to name her party.
Now, let's remind ourselves what the Nini party was again. The never forget, it was like the white party.
Like the
seafood,
never forget white party.
White party seafood the, soiree.
Seafood, men, and gays and orangeness or something.
You know what it was? It was the girls and gays never forget seafood soiree something white party.
Frozen shrimp from Costco Park.
So this will be the always remember girls, gays, and guys who are straight. Pumpkin in October, Day of the Dead, Eva birthday, Halloween time, party time, celebration.
And that is the title of my next song. Hit it, boys!
Anyone know any of the songs by the Smashing Pumpkins? Get it? 1979, isn't that how it goes? Hello, this is Countess Luann de Lesseps. I'm going to kill you all, but not before this ad. Would you believe it, girls? We have an ad.
So they're talking about who they're going to invite, and Eva's like, I don't really know Kim, but I guess I'm going to invite her because, you know, we're on a TV show together and stuff. And Candy's like, I don't know about Nini because Nini's scarier than Kim, and she's going to be there. And she's like, I don't care. And Candy's like, yeah, but what about Shamia? Because she's coming too. And Eva's like, it's okay. Portia will be with her. What does that mean? Poor Shamia.
Yeah, well, that meaning, well, because Shamia was always going to be the friend of, and that's when Kitty goes, who's inviting Portia? The water don't need her. See, I knew she was going to be coming up with giving her this jack-o'-lantern and throw a little face like the headless horseman.
Oh, I'm never going to get that part of my vocal cords back after the great disaster of 2018 on that boat when Dorinda cut off the anchor and we all drifted around in the middle of nowhere. I was also in prison that year. Hit it.
Moonlight Serenade.
We wound up drifting up the Hudson River to Tarrytown and I was like, where's Ichabod Crane? Am I right, everyone? Rip Van Winkle, anyone? Anyway, please welcome someone you're going to lose your heads for. It's Headless Horseman. Come on in. He doesn't sing very well on account of not having a head, but he can sure put up a dance.
So next up we have Cynthia Nini shopping for Halloween.
I'm just laughing at Luann's Cabaret in Los Angeles becoming progressively spookier and spookier out of season.
It's just the more dead people show up. It's like, I've been paid in Bitcoin by all the dead people, just in case anyone's wondering.
Ladies and gentlemen, Betty Davis and Kim Carnes together at last.
Kim Cattrall. Oh, sorry. Kim Cattrall's not dead. It's just another blonde lady who doesn't like Sarah Jessica Parker. Welcome, honey. Come on. Sit in. Thank you for buying dead IP. Did you just quit? Because
no,
I just reached for a bottle of wine.
I'm just laughing. I'm just laughing at all the people who are filling up the Catalina Jazz Club at Luann Countess and Friends.
I'll never forget you, Bob Hoskins.
I've invited Judith Light and Judith Ivy. What's the difference? You tell me.
I just saw Judith Light on that Versace murder show, American Crime Story.
But did you see Judith Ivy? Light,
I did not, but I'm holding out hope. You know, Judith Light is one of those wishes. I didn't know that it was going to come true. And then I was watching the TV this weekend and it came true. So you know what? Guys, just be patient because you never know when things are going to start happening.
Who's the boss? Am I right? There's a time for love and a time for hope. Driving up to Connecticut to be a maid. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
That rhymed in the 80s. It's funny how things change.
Show me the love and Alan Thicke. We're growing up and we're in pains. She just starts the first lyric and then goes into a description of the show.
She just starts log-lighting everything.
Now the world don't move to a rich white man who adopts two black children and has a white daughter.
You take the good, you take them bad. Natalie smiles at all her jokes, the facts of who. And Nancy McKeon drives a motorcycle and she's fast and Blair is mean and nobody knows why. But her hair is nice.
I bet we've been together for a million years, and I bet we'll be together for a million more. But Alex P. Keaton is my son, and I was a liberal, and now he likes Ronald Reagan and Mallory and Tina Yothers. What'd we do, baby, without Luann? Thank you.
Thank you for being an old lady who lives with other old ladies and eats cheesecake. You know, they traveled down roads we never saw because that set was so loud from Miami. I was on a couch and a lady in a robe every day, Estonia.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. Dinah Manoff living at home with Christy McNeil, next to Sophia with her dad and Dreyfus.
We're moving on up to the dry cleaner's house, who has a wonderful wife named Wheezy and a sassy maid who ended up getting a spinoff called 227.
Da, 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 da. Working out of court at night with Dan.
Whatever just happened to Marky Poster, am I right, guys?
Am I right? Magic trick judge.
Magic trick judge.
It's her show tunes cabaret.
Oh, so Cynthia Nini is shopping for Halloween, and Nini is driving her.
Yes.
Oh my God! So they meet Eva there, and Nini's like, "Do not add four more titles to this party. I'm warning you, bitch. I'm warning you." And Eva's like, "Well, I'll leave out the seafood." And she's like, "Okay, we'll be friends until next season."
Yeah. Yeah, so they're looking for costumes. I don't know if you noticed it. There was a close-up on some fake roaches and something called Filthy Bathroom Cling, which could be the name of the season.
I love that they're representing Nini's bathroom and Brielle.
Yes, exactly. It's cute. Especially that latter phrase which said, adheres to most surfaces. So they're going to be having this Halloween party in a church, and Candy's like, see, bro. Church, there's been decommissioned. How do you decommission a church? And they're like, well, we just don't have service on Sunday. So Kim's gonna be coming to the party. They're talking about that Kim's probably gonna be coming, and Nini's like, a bitch like Kim's gonna make you catch a case, and I'm not catching cases. I'm catching checks and cases. Let's be honest.
But you have to cash the checks. Like, she's catching checks, but then what does she do with them? I need the end of the story, Nini.
I know. Don't lead us to the river and just abandon us. Tell us what happens to the checks.
Speaking of, Jesus Christ, superstar.
Stone him. Stone him.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome a friend of mine. He was recently resurrected, and he has risen to come to count us and friends. Please welcome Jesus Christ.
Now, tell me, young man, where's your mother?
Anyone notice that those candles are burning, but they don't seem to be burning up? The greatest story ever told, everyone. Moses, everyone. Moses.
I'm not the only one who's a friend with a Judy. Hey, Jesus.
I'd like to welcome the Virgin Mary and Katie Lang. Just because. They have some stuff to hash out.
Katie Lang just texted me. Did you hear that?
Constant craving peanut butter cream cheese. I don't know what that song's about.
Oh, God. I'm trying to come to your show and be supportive, and this is what you do to me? All I want to do is eat.
And there she is, Judith Ivy, ladies and gentlemen.
God damn it.
I'm Shannon Bedore, although I am the president of the Judith Ivy fan club, so I take that as a compliment. Ha!
So, so now talk about Kim coming to this party. Is Kim a racist? Will Nene be cool with that, etc.? And I guess the question, they're saying that Candy doesn't think that Kim's a racist. Nene's like, well, everyone's entitled to an opinion, you know, but...
Yeah, that racism is so subjective, isn't it? Yeah. So then Nene, they start talking about what Nene wants Portia to do. And she's like, well, what I want Portia to do is stand up there in front of all the girls and then admit what she did wrong. And Eva goes, like a scarlet letter pedestal thing? Or
yeah.
I love that Eva's just watched The Handmaid's Tale.
She's also holding an alien toy, which I thought was funny. It felt like she needed to hold a prop to represent whoever they were talking about. But I like that Nene is like, we need to gather all the girls together and make Portia say, I fucked up. I'm like, yeah, it's called The Reunion. We're going to watch it next week.
So let's see. Nene is not really sure what the Scarlet Letter is. So yeah. She's like, hmm. So yeah, Cynthia's like, yeah, an apology ceremony probably won't work for Portia Chow. So... Nene goes up and to the cashier as they leave and she goes, boo! And he gets terrified. I think everyone's just shocked that you're paying.
Yeah. Or that you're on this show again. Yeah. So then we go over to Sheree's house and I just wrote down, I don't know why I wrote this. I wrote, Candy! Why did I write Candy with like a million A's?
Because that's how Sheree? She says it. Because Sheree's doing that thing where she's like, I hope she doesn't touch my cabinets and find out that they're taped on! Where she talks really high.
Yeah.
She talks really high when she's stressed out. And yeah. You know she's also stressed because the very first line of the scene is, I wonder if this little thing is edible.
She's gnawing on a cabinet. Candy's... I love so Sheree opens the door and Candy's like, see? No, Riley said, oh, Sheree, you're a bad friend because you let Portia get dogged out for a small mat when you don't even have one. And then Candy just goes,
why are you eating an extension cord?
Words are coming later than usual for me today. I couldn't think of the word extension cord.
That's okay.
I just was imagining Sheree standing there gnawing on an extension cord. Tell me, is this edible?
It's spicy. No, you're just being electrocuted. And I like that. Did you hear what Sheree's response was to Candy when Candy was basically like, you don't even have a mat. Did you hear Sheree's response? It was very quick. Uh-huh. Sheree goes, well, it has to be custom because this door is huge. Oh, please. A custom doormat? Uh-uh.
It's just making it easier for when the repo people come by.
That's code for Sheree's going to Home Depot and cutting out a piece of AstroTurf with some scissors and hiding it under her shirt and running out.
Is this edible?
Is this edible?
Is this edible?
There's just like one bite left of welcome mat on her front suit.
So Sheree invited everyone over to see her new basement. She was probably angling to do the season finale in her basement, but no one came, basically. Yeah. Not even Nene. She's like, I invited Nene, who I thought would be super free since she got fired from the escape tour, but I guess not.
She's like, so, Candy, do you want? And Candy's just like eating a tray of snacks. Okay, then. Well, glad you could come. Candy will always come. You just say macaron and Candy will be there, okay?
Candy's like spitting it out. This is a battery.
Oh, sorry, I put icing on it. I just didn't know. I was asking people. Is this edible? No one told me.
You got snacks? You got snacks?
So Cynthia comes over and she's like, wow, look at this basement. Wow. And they ooh and ah. And she goes, it's so great that Cynthia and Candy are loving my basement. I mean, Cynthia left a house full of IKEA to come here. So. And then Candy throws her own shade because she's like, you know what I see? Money. She must have sold lots of books, apparently.
Well, it's funny because I'm working on the Candy, that Candy weird laugh that she does. And earlier in the episode, like as in a second ago, she went, but then later on she went, I'm like, I can't tell. There's no rhyme or reason. It's either going up or going down. It's the Candy laugh. That's the thing about Candy. I think people seem to forget that the Candy impersonation was born out of the fact that it is physically impossible to actually do Candy's voice because it has so many modulations and fluctuations.
It really is, and she means so many different things with so many different laughs.
Yeah.
Like later in the episode, she's like, bah, ha, ha. I was like, no, Candy's laughing, okay? That is a Candy.
I love her long, drawn-out one where she goes, doesn't sound anything like her. So,
you'll never believe what I got. This app called Priv. They give massages, facials, not doormats, apparently. They don't know what's edible because I've been asking them all day.
Well, guess what? Tonight, I was watching this and I said, you know what? I've had enough of this Priv. Every single episode they seem to come on. What is this story with Priv? What sort of deal do they have with Bravo? Why are they always on? They infiltrate every single show. So, I did a little Googling, and I learned that last year, NBC, Universal, Comcast, whatever, basically bought Priv. This is an NBC app. Priv, it's not that Priv has a deal with Bravo. Priv is owned essentially by Bravo, by all of it. Comcast, it's essentially that Comcast took a majority share with a plan to take over as the sole owners of it over the next 3 years. So that's why we see it all the time, because it's an NBC app. It is sneaky.
I'm
going to
be so upset
sneaky
tomorrow on the plane when I'm watching Jesus Christ Superstar and he's getting his hair curled during the Garden of Gethsemane. I'm going to be pissed.
They're like, Jesus, before your crucifixion, we brought in the people from Priv so that way you could be comfortable and you could be pampered. And Jesus is like, oh my God, what a great app. I can get my hair done. I can get a massage. I can get my nails done.
Yeah, a little pre-crucifixion makeover. Jesus, Priv, have some taste.
Judas is like one of the Priv people.
Judas is that nasty-ass Priv person who goes and tells everybody everything. It's Sonia's facialist.
So anyway, that's the story on Priv. I feel like people should know that because I feel like it's sneaky, you know? I mean, obviously we're still talking about it. We are continuing the promotion that Bravo has set forth. But I feel like it's one thing to have product placement. It's another to be like, actually, it's like no one even paid for this. We are just putting this on here, you know?
Yeah. It kind Jesus, of my nails are good. Oh, guys. Jesus Christ Superstar, NBC. Also, Jesus, heaven. Pray to him.
Yeah.
Great. Glad we had this moment.
I don't know who that is. I'm Jewish. Flatbread, am
I
right?
Oh, my God. You people had a huge part in Jesus Christ Superstar. You guys were like the entire ensemble. So.
Excuse me. I'm on a Passover moment right now. This is day three of Passies.
Jada, guess what? Jesus is the most famous Jew ever. Do not tell Zero Mustache.
His name's Zero for a reason. So apparently, so this is what the big news that we learn in the basement. While the Priv team, or as I like to call it, the Comcast NBC unit, is it NBC Com? What do they even call themselves? One of those things.
Spectrum Priv.
Spectrum Priv Comcast Universal Poopy Face. So
yeah, welcome to the modern age, kid.
I'm looking at it's Comcast's NBC Universal. Okay, it's called NBC Universal. Anyway, I'm not going to call it Priv anymore. I'm going to say the NBC Universal people are here. So while they're being massaged by NBC Universal, this is when we learn that apparently Portia, when she was heading home from Barcelona, told Shamia that not to trust the other girls, not even Sheree.
Oh my God, Shamia, you're the worst. You know, I'm trying to like you, Shamia. I usually like you, but this is what I hate the most. I hate this. And also, I hate that Sheree just suddenly dropped Portia. Like, after that, of course she's going to tell everyone not to trust you guys. You run and tell everybody everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she was crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was crying.
Come on, guys. And she's everyone's crying. Like, shut up. Stop being nice to Portia. I like Portia, okay.
We all like Portia. We all like Portia, but obviously there's an issue with Portia and the rest of the cast, and they don't like her anymore, basically. So Sheree feels very betrayed because she feels like this season she was the one who really had Portia's back, aka she was the one who was willing to film with her and was trying to keep her back into the mix, and she feels that she feels betrayed by Portia because Portia said, "Don't even trust Sheree."
Yeah. I don't care. It's stupid. She dumped her too fast. I'm not on your side, Sheree.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on? Sheree's, right?
I don't know because I don't. I also like you. I don't like when people make 180 degree turns based on something that one person said. Like, have the conversation. Maybe like at least talk to Portia to say, well, what did you mean? And if she did see this, if she did look at Shamia's text messages, which is what it was sort of alluded to later, just, I don't know, you owe it to a friend to be like, is this what it really was? Is this what you really meant? Like, what did you mean by this? Why would you say that? Instead of just saying no and just like shutting her out, you know?
I think Sheree just didn't want to go to the theater, personally.
Yes.
Some people just aren't comfortable being surrounded by such glittering culture. Not everyone's Bob Hoskins. Am I right, Sheree?
Am I right? Well, speaking of the theater, we then go over to the Atlanta premiere of Two Countesses Can Play That Game, Girls.
When I was a kid and pictured myself as an actress, this isn't where I imagined I'd be, but I'm here.
Where did you imagine you'd be, exactly? That's what I want to know. She's like, performing, she's getting it all confused. She thinks she's going to be like a detective solving the crimes and misdemeanors.
She thought she was actually being a Woody Allen movie.
I've been working on my accent. Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't believe it. Nebisha. Bagels. Upper East Side. Nebisha. Am I right? Huh? What?
That's my Porsche.
I'm sure.
That's my Porsche impersonation of a Woody Allen movie.
I can't believe it. I mean, I was going to say like.
You're not supposed to say all the ellipses, okay? It's Woody Allen, Portia.
I don't know if I like Woody. I think I always liked the astronaut more.
I don't like Woody Allen. He's just so noisy all the time. Why is he always beating his head against things?
That's Woody Woodpecker.
I don't really like Woody Allen. It's like, how many times I have to spin him around to make my furniture?
No, that's an Allen wrench.
Oh, I thought that was a detective.
Tim Allen?
No, that's a guy on a sitcom.
Oh. Although, ironically, Tim Allen did play the astronaut, dude. What was the astronaut's name again in Toy Story?
I couldn't even remember what an extension cord is, okay? I'm not the right one to ask.
It's Woody and Buzz Lightyear. Ladies and gentlemen, Buzz Lightyear. Astronauts who are toys. Singing songs to little boys.
Well, someone's put on some weight. Hey, astronaut guy?
Shut up, Ramona. You're not on stage.
Ramona, act like the home improvement neighbor and get behind the fence.
Pat Sajak has his hand on my knee.
Ramona, stop turning the letters. That's Vanna's job. I just wanted to see what's on the other side of this rectangle. Oh, it's a T.
Can I buy a consonant?
I'd like to solve the puzzle. Avery is a beautiful girl, and I'm basically friends with her friends. Like, no, that's not the answer.
I'd like to solve the puzzle, Pat. Why do I look 23, the same age as Avery's friends? Am I right?
They're like, okay, we'll give you some letters, R-S-T, L-N-E, and you pick three letters. I pick R, S, and T. Like, okay. What's the final? Can you solve the final puzzle? Yes. The final answer is, whoa, this is crazy. This reminds me, this one time I was a little girl, and I was like, how do you do a crossword? And Geraldine Parsons Smith says, you can do it by first crumping it up and throwing it in the garbage because you're too dumb to do a crossword. And to this day, I've never done a crossword. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, I've never done one. And that's my final answer.
So Kenya is being threatened.
After the bathroom so
badly. I'm so sorry for
It's my own fault. I have to go to the bathroom so badly, and I'm just delaying. I'm making life worse for myself right now.
Well, do you want to take a moment and go pee? You're welcome to.
It'll take longer than a moment, darling. Let's go on. So Kenya and Cynthia at opening night of some, so they're at their two can play that game. Speaking of number two. So they're at opening night, and I was like, what is Kenya doing here? She hates Portia. And so Kenya, they cut to her, and she goes, well, Portia came to my PSA, and I think she's trying to... I don't know. I'm here. It's like, if you needed any more evidence that Kenya is over and just wrapping up her obligations, here it is.
Yes, and I think she's pregnant in this talking head. She looks like she may be showing. Which, look, I mean, I'm a big enough man to fit into Old Navy size 42 pants. I forgot what I was saying. Just
you're
kidding.
So shady.
I'm a big enough man to
She's
admit
showing in the head.
When I'm wrong. No, I'm a big enough man to admit when I'm wrong. And I think she's actually pregnant. How on God's green earth is that possible?
I genuinely hope she is. Because, of course, right now, all of a sudden, I'm going to be serious in our crazy countess episode. But I am actually, say what you will about her, this poor woman has wanted a baby ever since we've seen her on screen. And you know what? I don't know. I feel bad for someone who really wants a baby and isn't able to have one for whatever reason. I mean, like, there's obviously a wonderful life without having a baby. Hilarious. But, you know, it's like, you like to believe that if there's something that you want to have out of life, you can get it. I don't know. What am I talking about? I got to go to the bathroom. You know, this is what happens.
Who raised you to think like that? You can have anything you want in life, okay?
These are the people
who jump off buildings, okay, or shoot up post offices. You don't ever tell your child that. Here's what you tell your child. Life sucks, okay? It sucks. You're going to cry a lot. But you also have fun sometimes. So just look forward to those parts and just get through the rest, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Something like that.
There. I hope Kenya just held the headphones up to her pregnant little belly.
That was a really very thoughtful speech you just gave her. I appreciate it. Yeah.
So Kenya, just in case everybody's worried that Kenya's going to soften up because, you know, she's a mom now and stuff. So Vivica comes on stage and she's like, oh my God, her face looks so bad.
Well, she does. She goes, she's basically like, her face looks terrible. It's a great callback to the Apprentice. But before that happened, we then cut to Candy Burris at home, and she's just singing on a microphone in a purple room going,
Riley.
It was like, she's like, see now. Riley told me I have to just keep out, cut out the Riley and just keep with the C. So I'm just doing a C.
On her golden microphone.
Now that purple room, that had to be a Todd thing, right? That was clearly Todd who chose the purple room.
No, she's trying to make it look like a fancy coffee shop. That's her decor. It's like those purple walls, then white fur rugs, and those like silver vinyl booths and stuff.
I hate fourth wave coffee shops.
Yes, it's like a Lisa Vanderpump mall coffee shop.
Time. Yeah.
Called Pizza Pasta Coffee Candy.
Yeah. So, So anyway, so Candy is working on her voice because she's dealing with the Escape Tour. She got Chicago coming up, and they show a flashback of Candy with her band, and she's going, "We're not doing that."
So Todd's like,
I'm sorry.
Are we singing opera now, babe? So she's basically telling him, you're coming with me. You work for me. You, my mother can take care of the kids. And he's like, okay, babe. But what are you going to go see? Are you going to go see Portia's play, babe? She's like, see, I'm proud of Portia because she was good in our play. He's like, you're better than me, babe. You're amazing. She's like, well, I wasn't the one accused of rape. You were. To be fair, it's a little easier for me.
Am I right, girls? So going back to Portia's show. So yeah, Kenya is all shady about Vivica Fox, and then it's like backstage, Kenya and Cynthia go hug Portia, and it's all nice. But Portia's like a little surprised that Sheree isn't there. She still does not realize that Sheree is furious at her, and basically also turning Kim Zolciak against her too.
Yes, and Portia tells us a little bit about her character. She's like,
"Honey, it's Parallels from Connie." I mean Connie in this play.
Okay, we all thought you meant Connie Britton, so I'm glad you glad you cleared that up, okay? She's like,
sometimes you gotta choose between a career and a man, and that's where I'm at.
I don't see the other part of the choice.
I don't see either part of the choice.
But good for you. I like you, Portia. Keep your job, Portia. Yeah. So let's see. Backstage, can you? Yeah, shade. And she's like,
I can't tell you how much it warmed my heart to see them here. We've been through so much, but them coming erased it all.
I'm like, you're not the one who gets to erase stuff, unfortunately. You're the one who wrote on Sharpie in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay? It's going to take other people to erase it.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, we should mention the fact that Kenya said that Vivica Fox looked great, or the performance was great. I mean, she's like, I mean, it's the same performance she did 20 years ago, you know, or 20 faces ago.
Yeah, your performance has come a long way from 20 years ago. It's not on YouTube today, so that's good. You little fucker, Kenya. I don't like you, Kenya. Stop being mean to Vivica.
Miss Vivica A. Fox, ladies and gentlemen, the star of Independence Day, Vivica A. Fox. Here she is. Vivica, tell us, what was it like to dive out of the way of a fireball with a dog? The way you dove into that tunnel, I felt my heart dive out of my chest.
Independence Day? Well, I know something about that. Hit it, girls. All the women, independent.
Throw your chunky necklaces up at me.
Ow!
I didn't mean it literally. Bob Hoskins, you can keep this. Give that back to Joanne Wally Kilmer.
Okay, so now it's time for the party. Candy shows up as Pennywise. Even Candy's fucking costume has to have money in it. It's like, I'm wise with pennies. Okay, Candy, we get it. Coin is important to you. You don't literally have to come as something named after a coin.
She looked terrifying. She looked even more terrifying than Pennywise, because she already has a Joker face just without the makeup on. So when she actually got into character, it was like, oh my god, Candy is horrifying.
And she brought Richard as a date, which is really cute. So Cynthia Richard. Comes in from Real Housewives of New York. She's just holding a balloon the whole time. Oh. I love whenever they kept... Whenever people started fighting, Candy would be kind of behind them just holding that balloon.
She had so much power because she knew she could just drift up to someone from behind and just freak them out. Whatever argument was happening, she'd be like, see, now, that it was. And they'd just be like, ha.
So Cynthia comes in as a man and everyone's cracking up and Candy almost falls down.
She's not just a man.
Candy really is like, what? some flirting.
But did you see, it wasn't just a man, she was 50 Cent. Did you see the caption that said 50 Cent? Get it?
Yes, I got it.
Get it? And she brought Will, and Will was dressed as a nerd, or quote-unquote Poindexter, and I'm like, now, Will, you are at a Halloween costume and you're attractive. Where is your hunky costume? You should be dressed as a fireman, a construction worker, a UPS man.
I wonder how many people Tarzan. Got pictures of him just like spreading him around that he's gay because he was with a man the whole night.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. Here's proof that Will is not gay. Not that there was any question, but if he were gay, he would have been a sexy nerd. He would have had a shirt open, you know, he would have been like, had the glasses, but he would have been really sexy, you know?
He would have been a nerd and a jockstrap.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that he was toning it down because Noelle was there. And this is the first time that Noelle had met Will, so he knew he couldn't be slutty. But I'm sorry. I think he actually should have been slutty.
And poor Noelle's just dressed as Cynthia's assistant. Just so funny to me.
Flight attendant.
And Kenya, of course, is like, hi, I'm a Victoria's Secret model.
You know what? I allow it because 2 years ago or 3 years ago, she came dressed as the Grinch for her Grinch party, and she looked crazy. So I think she's allowed to have a pretty costume.
Yeah, she earned it, for sure.
She earned it, yeah.
Eva is dressed as Cleopatra and looks stunning. And then Sheree is dressed as Target
Cleopatra.
Cleopatra.
Sheree is dressed as Magica Dispel, okay? In Egypt. Target Patra. Yeah, Kenya, by the way, when Kenya walks in, she sees Cynthia, and she's like, who is this fine-ass man? I almost forgot I was married, which I am.
We didn't.
Yeah.
So Sheree gets her squealy, scared voice again, or like, I'm going to cut this bitch voice when she sees Eva, because she's like,
I'm Cleopatra too!
And Eva's like, you look beautiful for a non-model.
For a See, woman. Average women can be Cleopatra, too. I'm going to have my future husband put that in one of his speeches. He's running for mayor.
I'm married.
I like your Cleopatra. It's sort of like Cleopatra, if all that was going on in Cleopatra's life was like her basement. I like it.
I'm sure Cleopatra had a basement.
She did. She did. Ooh. You know what Cleopatra's downfall was? She said she didn't ask somebody. Is this edible?
You got an asp? You got an asp? Wasn't that what? Never mind. We're not. I'm not. I won't. Ladies and gentlemen, Cleopatra.
Is that edible?
Sheikh, say La Pyramid. Say Egypt. Say Egypt.
Incredible edible legs, I've got them. That's right, girls.
Mummy can't buy a class. Mummy can't buy a class. Cleopatra's earned, my friend. Get it, girls? Egypt.
Mummy can't buy you class. So Jaws music is playing. It's like dun 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 dun, and then Kim and Corey come in with their terrifying mouths. That's you can't just like take any kind of terrifying mouth and play Jaws music, okay? It's a very specific kind of terrifying mouth.
And Kim's comes in, she's already complaining. She's like, this is weird, having it in a church. I don't know how I feel about this being in a church. I'm like, how do you think God feels having you in his church, okay? The issue is not that the party is here, it's that you're you're here.
The holy water's evaporating, okay?
That's okay, I brought my own cup.
Yeah, she is parting the Red Seas. At, like, it, the Red Seas, are it's a voluntary thing. They're like, we'll do it for you. We're getting out of the way.
Yeah, we just don't want to be touched by you. She's like dunking her solo cup into the holy water. Like, oh, it's church. I don't know how I feel about this, girl. I'm just so Christian. Yeah, you know, Kim, that holy Kim, just because there's little Bible verses on the bottom of Chick-fil-A doesn't mean you're a good Christian, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Dumbass.
So yeah, and of course Kenya comes in for the easy shade, but I'm not. Listen, we're not above it. Kenya's like, "What is this crazy mask that Kim is wearing? I'm scared." Oh, that's just her newest face. I'm like, that was easy. I'm laughing. I'm still laughing.
Meanwhile, Noelle gets to meet Will, and Cynthia's like, "It's a perfect night to meet child." I'm like, "How is this the perfect night to meet?"
It is. It is actually not the perfect night.
This is the most terrifying. How is she even supposed to know who he is next time she sees him? You know?
Exactly.
It's like, I'm here to pick you up from dental school.
She like, thinks he has hair.
I think it's him. So, let's see. Marlo shows up with some older dude that she hired to be her old guy. Who is she dressed as?
Niecy from BAPS, which I actually never saw.
Oh,
BAPS,
that's hilarious.
I think Halle Berry. It was basically Martin Landau and Halle Berry.
That's hilarious.
And Kenya's like, I'm just surprised Marlo hired this older white gentleman for the night. I mean, isn't it usually the other way around?
Like, did you not put a nickel into your husband? Why isn't he here today?
Didn't put a nickel into your husband. I want to point out, by the way, also that 2 Can Play at That Game, premiered in Atlanta after Halloween. So this is a very chronological episode, okay?
I think they just had to get scenes where Kenya actually shows up.
Exactly,
okay,
that's what
I'll go. It's a block from my house, okay.
Yeah. Trudging along.
Yeah, so Sheree is warning Marlo. She's like working up for this big fight with Portia. This is probably not going to happen. But, you know, Marlo, as long as you're on good terms with Marlo, you just send Marlo after her. She'll do all the dirt.
I mean, Marlo literally started a fight about a welcome mat. Okay.
Yes.
A new low slash high for this show.
And pulled a Portia on Portia by pulling her, you know, weave veil thing. So Nene and Greg show up. Greg is a giant roach, which poor Greg. You know, I feel like this outfit works now, but he's had it forever. You know what I mean?
Well, I feel bad for him because this man was having heart trouble and maybe a stroke or something earlier this season. What do? You put him in a big stuffy costume. Let the man. Can't you put Bryson in that? He is the one who wants to be a comedian. Not
just
Bryson.
Brent. Brent. Just put Greg in a chair, okay? Find a costume with a chair. I do it every year. I'm sure he can.
Yeah.
So they come in. He's a roach and she's the orchid man. And Sheree is like, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. So Kim is making this Milton Berle face. I don't know what her face was supposed to be, but it was horrifying. I get that this shit looks good, like, you know, when you're in the mirror and you like stand up straight and you look at yourself with the right angle and nice lighting and you're like, I look cute. And then you see pictures on Facebook later and you're like, who did this to me?
Yeah.
I feel like that's like Kim every time she sees video of her face moving. It's got to be. How do you do that with your face and not be horrified by yourself?
I don't even know what's going on with Kim. I don't. I mean, she's, I don't know. I don't
Milton
know.
Berle face. I'm just going to stick with Milton Berle face.
It is. You know what? I think that's actually a very good. The more I think about it, I think it's a very apt description. It is a very Milton Berle face mixed with burlap sack. Milton burlap sack. So, yeah, Kim is just like scowling while everyone else is laughing. Portia's like, hashtag couple petty goals. And I like that Croy is just, again, he's just smiling. No idea what's happening.
He's at Disney. Kim's like, you're mad. You're mad now, Croy. And he's like, He's like doing tongue anger, which is hilarious to watch. I don't know if he was really trying to be mad or if he was just trying to see if he could still feel his face.
Yeah, maybe both. So then Sheree goes up to Kim and she's just in a full Lisa Rinna mode. She's like, girl, Nene and Greg, dresses, roaches. I mean, did you see that? She dresses a roach. She dresses a roach. You got a roach? You got a basement? You see my basement?
And an exterminator!
And Croy is... And Croy is like, I love it. That's like good humor. That's like funny. That's funny. And Kim's like,
not funny. Not funny, Croy. Yeah, it's not funny. It's not funny. Yeah, it's not funny, Croy. I'm a second gear, honey. Not funny. Okay, we're getting on the freeway, dear. So Cynthia tips Nene a bunch of money and stuff. Okay, Kim Croy. So everybody is now starting to surround Kim and Croy because you know that if Nene and Kim are there, we're like 3 hours into this party. Like,
yeah.
Kenya, Nene, and Kim all at the party, they've been here 19 hours.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody's like, please fight so we can just get this day over with. Please. Sheree's like, I can't talk about my basement anymore, okay? I chewed on an extension cord today. Please wrap it up.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're talking about who knows what and
the roaches thing.
Roaches. And so, Eva sort of like backs out of this conference. She's like, well, I'm going to step out. So Kim starts kissing Sheree's ass. She's like, well, guess what? That's not a real Cleopatra. You're a real Cleopatra, Sheree. Yours is pretty. Yours is a pretty. Eva's like an Aladdin Cleopatra, which doesn't make sense and feels vaguely offensive. And then then it just cuts everyone else
that's
being like,
Kim for you, huh?
Yeah, everyone's like, no, Sheree's Cleopatra was worse. Sheree's came from like a bag from the dollar store.
Yeah. Everybody's just silent. The producers ask who's his best, and they're like, So Greg is like, hey, man. Will you put this in my mouth?
And Will's like, no, whoa, no homo, no homo. It's like, calm down, Will.
Me no homo, bro. So Greg can't eat because of his stupid costume. God bless his
This is so cruel to Greg.
It was funny. So now Candy approaches Sheree and Kim, and she's got her little balloon. And Kim is like, oh, look at you, Candy. Look at your pretty teeth. Who says that? Was she a horse?
She's...
I think that everything that comes out of Kim's mouth today is offensive, okay? And so she's like, did you see Nene's outfit? And she's like, yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, they were basically just talking about it. And again, Candy is... I can't really focus on what Candy was saying because she just looks very, very terrifying as Pennywise.
Yeah, she was just basically there to start, you know, make sure that they were starting shit, which they weren't really. So psychic solutions lady, there's a lady who gets a Chiron for psychic solutions.
Yeah.
She Priv. Looks like just like Kyle's by Priv.
Yeah.
She looks just like Kyle's psychic that's always,
yes. Yes.
always there. And she's like, Cynthia, there's a man in your life and I don't think he's leaving anytime soon. Good call. Wow.
Yeah, he is. He's going to take up residence on the couch.
Yeah.
No, I know. It's like, wow, that was really specific. Thanks.
Yeah, she's like, Cynthia, I see you giving a lot of rides to an airport. Pretty sure it's the Atlanta airport. It's like, oh, that was amazing, Jeff. So Portia and Sheree and Kim Portia's sister. And Candy just moves behind them because she knows it's about to get good. So yes. She moves kind of behind them and just stands there with her balloon.
Yeah, exactly. And Portia comes over to Sheree and she's like, so what are you talking about? And Sheree goes, you. And then she gives this evil smile like you fucking bitch. I know what you said about me. And then Portia's like, ha ha ha, you. And Sheree's like, yes, you. And does the smile again. She's like, how many times have you done this smile? You guys smile? You guys smile?
And you can't play games like that with Portia because if she doesn't know what's going on, she'll just repeat what you said.
Yeah.
You. I'd like to buy you, Pat.
So Sheree is like, now, we've established a little something. Wouldn't you say so, Portia? She's like, you? Yes. Well, can you honestly say that I haven't been instrumental in helping you be friends with all the girls? I like that you're basically Morse coding your entire line, Sheree.
Yeah. And Portia's
like,
you don't play instruments. I play the cello. I love cello. I love cello. I found out it's not vegan. Don't tell anybody.
So now she's going to try with this lame ass fight. What did Portia say? Not to trust any of the girls, also you.
Well, Shamia starts to explain. She's like, well, what happened was she was feeling a certain sort of way, and I said, and she was like, I don't trust anyone, or something like that. And she's like, even Sheree, da 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 da. And then Lauren jumps in, and she starts to try to defend Portia, being like, well, she was crying, it was emotional, or whatever. And, you know, Sheree's like, Sheree's basically like, why are you, like, shut up? And Lauren's like, I'm talking. And Sheree's like, well, you shouldn't be. And it's like, boom.
Yeah. Boom, boom. And Kim's like, listen, you got to look at someone's character in certain situations.
Yeah. In a trying situation.
You're carrying your own solo cup, Kim. Ass. And then Portia, instead of just staying calm and brushing it off, Portia's like, you shouldn't talk about character, Kim. And she's like, huh? Oh, hell no. And then Portia, I think echoing all of us, is like, I'm confused.
Yeah.
So then she starts trying to explain. She's like, listen, I sent that text message when I was leaving Barcelona and everything went left. And Kim's like, she's lying.
Yeah.
She's lying.
I can tell character. I read characters.
Kim, shut up. Others. You didn't even show up to work. Just be quiet over there.
Well, it's actually
even back on this show.
Well, what's annoying is that Portia is actually starting to try to state her case, and Kim interrupts, and it sidetracks everything. And so Portia's like, do you want to have this conversation alone? And Sheree's like, well, no, because you seem to be perfectly fine when Lauren was butting in. So, you know what? I'm going to go get a cocktail instead.
Yeah. Sheree's just decided she's going to go against Portia because it's an easier reunion for her.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens really right at the last episode. I think at the end, everyone's like, we have nothing for this season. We had to cut Kenya watching a fucking play that nobody would go to. So you guys have to do something.
So then Nini, so Portia's like, oh my God, I don't know what's going on. So Nini goes over to her and is like, listen, so remember how I was telling you to work on saying I was wrong without saying, but, you know? So
yeah, but.
Portia literally was like,
yeah, but. I don't want to do that.
And she goes, yeah, but we talked about taking the power away like how I just did. First, people were thinking Nini has roaches. And now they're thinking that wasn't roaches in her bathroom with Brielle. It was Greg. Totally less crazy now, right?
Yeah. Total queen of accountability. Nini leaks. So Nini is trying to coach Portia a little bit. And Marlo just comes stomping over. She's like, hi. So Portia, I was on Henny, you were on Henny, and like, you know, I don't like talking to hair. Can you look at me? So listen, I don't believe it when people say you don't like accountability, because I think you're pretty accountable. Like, I heard you have a CPA, which is pretty impressive, because I didn't even know you could count to 10. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, and Portia's just like, fuck this, and starts running away. So Marla just starts chasing after her.
She goes,
so,
I don't need you to label me.
Okay. Accountable.
Yeah, so Marla just starts going after her, starts, like, pawing at her tulle on her dress, but not... It was just sort of like this lazy kind of fight of, like, I'm going to follow you and swat a few times. And then even Nini was like, just back
off.
Let
it go. Yeah, it's like the most boring let it go ever. That's why Nini will never be in Frozen. Like, she's just like, let it go, let it go.
Let it go, let it go.
Let it go, let it go, let it go.
High note, let it go.
So you could tell a model was throwing this party, because when Marla was trying to talk to Portia, I think she was eating Tic Tacs off of the buffet.
Oh, God.
It's like, what is she putting in her mouth? They just look like little Tic Tacs. Model party.
There was also, like, no one there. It felt like they were in a community room at a small town, right? It's like the sort of room that I had my sixth grade dance in.
Yes. I don't think that anybody told people that the church was decommissioned, or it was Twitter people, because... Eva was walking around going, hello, I'm Eva. Hello, I'm Eva. Hello.
Hi, I'm an America's Next Top Model. Thank you. Husband. My boyfriend's running for mayor. There he is over there in a suit, I guess, as Men in Black, but not in a black suit. Ha!
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, if you're going to at least fake a costume, just come in a black suit.
God, it's if you were really going to pretend to be something, just be pretend mayor.
Yeah.
It's like Eva's been doing it the whole season. So Nini to Marlo is, Portia. She's just like, let it go. So Nini and Portia, she goes, well, that went left. And I love that Nini sitting here is the pillar of maturity.
Yeah. Yeah. So she starts to counsel Portia, and she's like, listen, what I think you should do, what do you think about if I bring in all the girls over here, they stand in front of you, and you just say, look, I fucked up. Whatever I did, I fucked up. I fucked up. And Portia's like, no, I'm not going to do a town hall meeting.
She's like, look, all you have to do is stand all the girls here and say, this was Uber's fault.
Yeah.
And they'll forgive you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't realize that there were a lot of Ubers that Candy likes to take. And so when you said that, you know, she and Todd rape people, that really ruins her Uber score. So just say, I'm sorry.
Nini's like, look, everybody is sick of you changing your location. Okay? So you're about to get canceled.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost $5. So Eva is giving out awards for the best costume. And she's like, Marlo. And Marlo's like, I want something. Finally, my life, I want something. It's like, you're runner up.
Yeah. Instead, the winner was 50 Cent. It was great watching Marlo realize. It was very Tracy Flick in Election, thinking she won student body president. But instead, 50 Cent is the winner. And I don't understand. Everyone was like, wow, Cynthia is such a hot man. I'm like, I didn't really see it. I didn't get it. It wasn't working for me. But either way, she wins.
She wins. And she also wins something else. 51, the end of the season now, and this was really lame because nothing happened.
Nothing.
Really, Marlo tried to pull a veil. Portia refused to fight. Kim refused to fight. Nini refused to fight. Sheree just tried to make up some fight to make everybody else happy. That didn't work.
Yeah. And so we got our little updates at the end of the season. So Cynthia's was, despite Cynthia's 50 Cent costume being a hit, 50 Cent was officially over in February when she turned 51. She's still getting to know Will after 9 months of dating. Ha!
Then Nene is like, for future advice for me, for myself, keep going, girl.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm, and they cut to Greg just sitting there looking bored in his cockroach costume. Like, when do we get to go home?
Yeah, he's falling asleep. And then
it says Nene,
or so.
Well, it says, after hitting a speed bump with her Uber joke, Nene is back on the road doing her one-woman comedy show. Casa Leaks remains bug and Beerman free.
But it does have leaks, so yeah. That's sad. So Portia is like, it's basically Portia was in a play and won't apologize.
Yeah.
Then Candy is sitting with the psychic, and the psychic's like, this band you're in, it'll stay together 2 to 3 years top. Sorry about that. And they just show Candy's face doing this.
Yeah, sure. And then they're like, yeah, she's home and she's going to do a food truck. And then I have to go to the bathroom so badly. Sheree's update is, with the basement done, Chateau Sheree is finally complete. But the man cave could be empty for a while because Tyrone still isn't scheduled to be released until 2022. Which is true. He was denied parole.
Yeah, poor guy.
So good luck with that Stairmaster.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. Yeah. So Kenya gets the last thing, which is really confusing. Are you firing her or not?
Yeah, it's a send-off. It's like,
I don't think they're firing her. I think that's all in people's heads.
Maybe.
I think she'll be back. She's having a baby. So now she's like, I made my debut at Elton John's Oscar party. I think those were $15,000 tickets, by the way. I read that
really?
On the magazine.
Wow.
I think so. Yeah,
well, either way, she made her debut, and now they're jetting off to Barbados and Egypt. Speaking of Cleopatra, no word on whether home is New York or Atlanta. ..
And with she's just going to have a bunch of baby clothes from Old Navy with tags on hanging in a closet.
Exactly. So. And with that, the season ends. I'm looking forward to the reunion. I think it's going to be a great reunion. I think it was sort of it was still a good, entertaining season. Just, it's hard to come off of last season. But the reunion will probably save the day.
And that's it. We're going to speed this up really quick so Ben can go pee.
I'm turning it into a cloud of dust. It's like, phew. You guys,
babe.
Thank you so much. This was a fun, crazy episode. See us in Irvine, watchcrappins.com, and we'll be back. We've got a funky schedule because we're doing some traveling, but we got tons of shows to cover this week, so just keep tuning in, subscribe, and our episodes will just arrive in your inbox.
Happy already, man. Bye, everybody.
Bye.